Hey, what do you call a pig that does karate?
I don't know, John. What do you call a pig that does karate?
Did I do this one? It's a pork chop. Yeah, no, you just did this one.
I also did know it, but, you know, I was trying to showbiz it up.
Because he just told it.
Yeah. Well, some of us still lean into the bit anyway. It's called improv. It's a yes and situation.
Yes and!
Yes and!
What do you call a fish without eyes?
I don't know, John. What do you call a fish with no eye?
Swimming blind? Blind?
No eye?
No eye.
Fish?
Fish with no eye. Oh, come on.
That's that's pretty funny.
Hey, but Monroe.
I'll give you that one. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a psh.
Psh.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
That was stunning.
Thank you.
John used psh. For karate sound effects as he swished his hands around. Very nice.
If you've just found this podcast, man, I'm glad you did. Thank you for doing so. We do a morning show in Salt Lake City, and we play a lot of music nowadays on that show. So we're spending more time just doing stuff for you, our podcast friends.
Yeah, we do.
And we hope you like it, and we hope you tell a few people about it.
Please.
In fact, we want to start off today's podcast with a bunch of showbiz stories we didn't get to. So go ahead, Jackson.
Oh, yeah. We've got tons. And I don't say that easily
in these times
of corona.
Yeah.
We just haven't had a lot of showbiz stories because there hasn't been a lot of showbiz lately.
Yeah.
But we did talk about on the podcast, there's a special gift coming for Taylor Swift fans. So you will hear that one a little bit later. Let's kick things off, though, with Kris Jenner. She talked about why she's ending Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and there were a lot of things, including the fact that no one was watching it. But she said a big part of it, and this is something that I'm afraid is going to start happening more and more, especially with reality shows. Social media really has played a big factor in the way that reality TV is being made. Because basically Kris Jenner says no one's going to sit and wait 3 to 4 months for the new season of something to come out when all of my daughters are posting everything that's happening as it's happening anyway. No one's going to want to go back in time and watch what they already know.
It's so true because half the time I'll read these Kardashian stories.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out like 6 months later, that's when the episode's starting. And I'm not only did I already hear the drama, they've already made peace with everything.
Like
the whole Lamar Odom situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, we heard it all.
What's happening to Chloe? We'll know 5 months from now.
Well, and for me, like 90 Day Fiance, I've had to stop following most of the contestants on 90 Day Fiance, our participants, I guess, because they keep ruining it. Yeah. Like, I'll know that they have broken up before I even watch the show. And I'm like, well, this isn't fun. I want to see you guys try to stick together through, you know, crazy ex-wives and moms and all sorts of horrible things.
Although, come on, 90 Day Fiance, it's not a big surprise. Right? Like, most of
sometimes
them should break
is.
Up. If they have a decent head on their shoulders, they will break up.
Well, you say that, but you haven't seen True Love. So I've seen True Love happen and blossom on 90 Day Fiance.
Time and time again.
Over and over again. I mean, granted, it ruins more relationships than it helps and starts.
Constantly.
All right, the McAfee Cybersecurity Group issued its annual list. This is one of my favorite lists. It's the list of celebrities who are most likely to give you a computer virus.
Okay.
So if you go type their name in, their search results contain more virus-ridden results than any other celebrity. So the number one, and she's number one every year, so it's never that much of a surprise, but Anna Kendrick. And I still can't figure out why.
That's sad.
I would have thought it would have been like a Margot Robbie-esque,
a
Scarlett
maybe.
Johansson. I'm thinking of like dudes trying to find some nudes.
Oh,
that's kind of how I guess.
Well, then Kardashians.
Yeah, like when you think virus, I guess that's where I go to. But
yeah.
Anna Kendrick, huh?
I'm wondering if maybe there's a country where Anna Kendrick is like huge, and we like because I mean she's a big deal here. We all like Anna Kendrick, but they're maybe trying cyber attacks within Russia. Maybe she's bigger in Russia. I don't know.
I will tell you. I know that the Zac Efron Netflix show didn't really interest you.
Uh huh.
Anna Kendrick has 20 minutes in one of the episodes.
Is she great?
And it's worth just watching her part.
Her book, Scrappy Little Nobody, is still probably my favorite celebrity memoir I've ever
read.
Other than Chelsea Handler's last one.
Yeah.
But Chelsea Handler's last one, phenomenal. But Anna Kendrick's also very good. Hmm. Number two, Diddy. You don't want to be searching up Sean Diddy, Puff Daddy, P Daddy, whatever.
Who still is searching up P Daddy?
That's what I'm
right?
saying, man.
It's probably people like us that are like, what is that guy up to?
Yeah. is Diddy still alive?
Number three, now it's starting to make a little more sense at least, Blake Lively. Number four, Mariah Carey. And number five, Justin Timberlake. Now those are the ones that I was expecting.
Yeah.
They're a little more relevant. Mm-hmm. People are going to be looking for them a little bit more. Yeah. I don't know. I can't tell you why Anna Kendrick is the most virusy, why she's the most contagious.
Interesting.
If you will. During an interview last week, Miley Cyrus was asked to name the most embarrassing thing one of her dogs has ever done. Miley Cyrus, big animal lover, big time. And she told the story without telling the story. Basically, she said, I can't tell you exactly what happened, but we'll just say it was a Halloween party. My dog was licking something that she shouldn't be licking, and it got so bad that I ended up having to send a gift to the person whose party it
was.
And she sent her a vinyl record player, and I apologized. I was so embarrassed. But then she says this. She says, there was another time where one of my other dogs got electrocuted on the set of The Voice.
What?
She said, all of a sudden, we know. So he had been running around, or she had been running around, and she found a bundle of cords and started chewing on it. Because it's a film set. There are a million cords everywhere. So this dog's chewing on these cords, and she says, quote, all of a sudden, we notice she's convulsing and she's getting electrocuted. And you can't open her mouth and get her off the wires because the person who's trying to open her mouth is also being electrocuted.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
She says, but she's totally fine.
What about the person too?
Also, watch your dog. Put your dog on a leash. What are you doing?
Got a lot of questions about that one.
I know. So Miley Cyrus, she might love animals, but I don't know how great she is at wrangling them,
yeah.
It sounds like. Ellen DeGeneres, allegedly, this is the new thing that's allegedly against her. And I'm like, I feel like we're at the point now where we need to just move past her for, she's apologized, she's made changes, she's trying to do good. And I think it's important. It's just as important to call people out, when they're doing bad things, but you also have to forgive them and let them try.
Yes.
Afterward.
I agree.
And that's what I think we're in the phase where we're at. Like, Ellen has acknowledged what she's done wrong, and she's trying to move past it. But people are still trying to tear her down. So I wanted to tell this story just so that we could really talk about that. Ellen DeGeneres allegedly used to have her employees on the show dress undercover as fans, and then they would stand between her and the actual fans in the audience in the riffraff room.
I'm okay with that.
Of course. So that's the thing, though. People are trying to come after her because the – listen, this is how TV works.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't think it's fun. I don't think it's fair, but it is what it is. They put the hot people up front.
Always.
They put the medium people in the back, and then the busted ones get stuck in the riffraff room where they can go through. Like, they don't get actually any camera time, but they can go through and they can take things from the prize table.
Yeah, you get some free stuff.
Eat snacks, and you still get to meet Ellen. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Ellen will stop by the riffraff room real quick as she's on her way to the stage, say, hey, thanks for coming. It's good to see everyone, and then pop in. Well, now all of her employees are saying she used to have us take our badges off. We would stand in front of the door acting like we were the biggest Ellen fans. And then the other audience members would rush us and we would be in between her. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Like, I don't want to – listen, Ellen's under no obligation to introduce herself to 1,000 people every single day.
Yeah.
Like, you know how many like
it's
germs you can
too.
Get?
Yeah. Also, you need a buffer.
Yeah.
You need something in between.
You never know when there's going to be a crazed fan who suddenly jumps out and tries to wrap their arms around you.
I can't remember the name of the woman from The Voice who was shot.
Christina Grimmie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that
Horrible.
Happened.
Horrible.
I can't tell you how many artists stopped doing meet and greets.
Oh, of course, man.
And rightly
it's
so.
It's too scary.
Taylor Swift, actually, if you want to do a meet and greet with Taylor Swift, when we give those away, which are like coveted, we have to do them a week ahead of time.
Right.
Because they actually run a background check on each person.
You
so
submit,
you can't
like,
just.
All your information.
You know, like sometimes we'll be at a concert and that day we'll be like, hey, you want to go backstage and meet Halsey? Like with Taylor, you can't do that. And that's even for staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No one's allowed to be around Taylor. I'm fine with that, man.
Me too.
People are dangerous.
People are crazy. Yeah.
Especially when you're Taylor Swift and someone's breaking into your house
every
other day.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just let her go.
And
out
a
like
lot
that.
Of the times, I mean, all it takes is like one bad day to
ruin
it.
Yeah. Yep.
You could have a 9 million successful meet and greets and then that one time something bad goes down. So this time I'm stamping this as not Ellen's fault.
Oh, there you go. You
heard
it first.
I have been very critical of Ellen, but this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, let's stop trying to bring her down at this point. And finally, the producers of the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, paid $71,000 to have 8,500 gallons of Coke spilled over cobble streets. So I thought, okay, maybe there's a scene where there's like a shootout at a Coke factory and Coke floods the streets or whatever.
Yeah.
No, This is to make cobblestone less slippery for motorcycle stunts. And the stunt coordinator named Lee Morrison says, I've been spraying Coca-Cola on slippery surfaces for a very long time. The drink makes things, when you spray it down, it makes it look super clean, too. So the city actually likes when we do it. So that's how they do these crazy motorcycle stunts where, like, you are like, how are the physics even working for that? It's because the road is really sticky. And that's how they get it done.
Don't try this at home, people.
No, that's it. Today, I'm going out.
John, I saw the look in your eye, and I was like,
John's
don't
like,
do
okay,
it.
Okay, first and foremost, let's track down a Coke truck. Let's flip it, and I'm going to jump a motorcycle over it.
Number two, get a motorcycle.
Yeah, get a motorcycle.
Number three, learn how to drive
said motorcycle.
Number
two, ask my wife for permission to get a motorcycle. All right, that's all the showbiz stories I have for you.
All right, I found this list on BuzzFeed of creepy facts you can't unlearn.
Ooh, yes.
Now, some of them we have talked about during Saturday Morning Cereal.
Okay.
But others I've never heard of before. For example, and there's more to it, but I don't want to get too much into it, chainsaws were originally invented for childbirth.
What?
Yeah.
No. That's it? That's all you're going to tell me?
Well, it was a tool that they would use when they had a help
like,
to cut things. Yeah.
So, what about a scalpel and an X-Acto knife?
Didn't work back in the day.
They
had the chainsaw.
So the mom, like...
Yeah, it didn't go well for the mom.
Yeah, that was just it for her.
Yeah.
Being a woman, it just sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Didn't most people die in childbirth? Didn't most women die?
Obviously,
in
a man invented
just give me
that.
5 more minutes.
I mean, and I'm sure there was a woman there who's like, "Hey, we could use this instead." And the man's like, "Nah, the chainsaw's gonna be fine."
That's gonna take 10 minutes. You want to stop in 10 minutes?
This text says it's estimated that there are around 25 to 50 active serial killers in the United States currently.
Uh-huh.
Jackson, we talk about that a lot on Saturday morning.
And that's just the estimated ones. There are also just random acts of violence that could be linked to serial killers, but we don't know that yet.
One inmate who survived the first round of electrocution said that death tasted like peanut butter.
Oh, first round? Ew.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to go through 2 rounds of.
No. Didn't work the first time.
Tastes like peanut butter?
Yeah. I think it's just whatever the taste is from being electrocuted.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Like, I would say it's more of a metal taste. I don't know.
Also,
I've been tased.
Also, who's the person that's getting this information? Can you imagine? Excuse me, sir.
For
what
science.
What are you feeling right now?
Get me off this chair. I saw the other side. It's horrible. Keep me here.
Cotard's delusion is a rare psychiatric condition which causes a sufferer to wholeheartedly believe that they're dead.
Oh. Really?
Oh, I have heard of this.
So these patients refuse to eat. They don't believe they need to.
Uh-huh.
With one notable patient dying of starvation because they truly believed in their mind that
they were
fine.
So they're like the Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I think it's the opposite. Spoiler. Bruce Willis thought he was alive the whole time.
Another woman once asked to be taken to the morgue so she could be with the other dead people.
Wild.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
So for like, okay.
Yeah.
Then for aversion therapy.
Okay.
Because you once told the story of of a radio personality who used to be in town who was so obsessed with Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, yes.
That she had to go meet Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Her therapist literally ordered her to go meet Macaulay Culkin.
Said it would be healthier to just meet Macaulay Culkin and
realize he's a dude.
He's just a normal person. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost like you take this woman who thinks she's dead. Let's go introduce her to some dead people so she can see what it's really like to be a dead person.
Yeah.
She'll realize, oh, wow, I'm warm and I have a heartbeat. This is weird.
Isn't that weird?
That's so
crazy.
Here's
another condition. There's a rare genetic disease. It's called fatal familial insomnia, which over the course of months, you literally cannot go or be put to sleep, even with drugs, no matter what they do. Your body
That's
just
terrifying.
Won't. So the symptoms get progressively worse. It's a death sentence.
Well, yeah.
Your brain will start to deteriorate, and you'll die from exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. No,
that's terrifying.
Huh?
That's terrifying.
Oh yeah. If you ever, sometimes I get stuck in late night YouTube holes where I watch a lot of videos about sleep experiments. Those are the most horrifying because, like, people, you go crazy without sleep.
Well, yeah.
You legit just start hallucinating, and your ability to think rationally is just gone. Like, people will start, like, tearing their skin off and stuff, and like, they disassociate from themselves, and they think that they're their own worst enemy. It's like a snake eating its own tail type of thing. It's absolutely insane. It's horrible.
The mind is so fascinating.
Oh, yeah, right? I know.
It's crazy.
You can poison yourself to do all sorts of things.
Dogs like squeaky toys because they make the same sound as what?
as an animal dying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah. I read that. And you know what? My dog, she has, have you seen those like flying monkey things that are like, oh, and you flip it and it makes this noise?
No.
It's terrible. Anyways, my mom has one and it sounds like it's dying.
Oh,
right.
But your dog loves it.
She loves
it.
Yeah. Loves it. Her favorite toy.
Of course.
And I look at her like, I sleep with you in my bed.
Yeah. You better wake up in the morning.
I know.
Your dog's going to start eating your toes.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Patchouli. You guys like the smell of patchouli?
I do. Honestly, though, I would take any smell at this point.
That's true.
I'm getting really sad.
If you didn't know, Jackson had COVID back in March, April, July.
No,
it was around my birthday
time.
It was
July.
Yeah. And he still, this is October, does not have a sense of smell.
I can't smell anything.
Patchouli was used to cover up the smell of decaying flesh during the Black Plague.
Yeah. That was a
strong smell.
Mm-hmm. It was a really strong smell. And the thing about, that's one thing that I think people don't really realize. They romanticize the past like, oh, princesses and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, usually you were a dirty peasant. You were a dirty peasant.
Oh,
you didn't
smell.
Matter. They, you would die.
You
they'd
matter.
Throw you on the side of the street and they would just let you rot there for a couple weeks until the body wagon came by and they threw all your dead bodies on there and they burned you right up.
That's
probably There's nothing romantic. It's disgusting. And every turn must have been a new horror as you walked down the street.
Probably why I don't like patchouli. I was one of those.
Yeah, exactly. I remember learning this in one of the Silence of the Lambs sequel books, but feeding a human body to pigs will cause them to eat everything. It's one of the easiest ways to dispose a body.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking of doing some murder.
Yeah, there's that guy up in Canada. He fed like 50 people to pigs before they ever knew what happened.
I have a friend. She just rescued a pig. Her name's Bootylicious.
Yes.
Cute.
She's pretty Bootylicious.
I'll bet she is.
So listen, be nice to me because... I know how to get rid of you.
I had a pig growing up.
Yeah.
I love pigs.
I love pigs.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They're great.
Yeah.
The baby pigs are great. But once they get big and
I love the big ones
their
too.
Their hair
is
all thick and.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Mine got pretty big. He was a potbelly, but make no mistake, potbelly pigs still, they get to 300 plus pounds.
Yeah. They get mean after a while,
Yeah,
too.
Well,
they
that's why we had to
mean.
Get rid of them. He attacked the pool man.
He attacked the pool man and he humped everything.
When CNN first signed on in 1980, I want to know more about this. They recorded a band playing a hymn, and they've been holding it to play whenever it's time for the end of the world. They have their song that they're planning on playing when we know the world's going to end.
Wait, who is this?
This is CNN.
Really?
And no one knew about it for 35 years, and it was finally leaked out that they actually have like this
end of the world tune.
End of the world graphics ready to go.
All right, quick.
Yes.
Cool.
End of the World song. What is
it's
it?
It's the End of the World by R.E.M.
As we know it.
That's the song you play.
All right, Monroe?
No, I want something like sad and dramatic. Like, da-na-na, da-na-na.
I figured you'd go with the Armageddon. Don't want to miss a thing.
No.
How do you not?
Gracie!
I don't know, man. I feel like we play Queens, We Are the Champions, because we did it, folks.
We finally finished.
We've been trying to kill our species off for generations now. We've just been actively trying to do it. And we finally did it, folks. We did it.
And finally, of creepy stuff that you can't unlearn, the last use of the guillotine in France was the same year Star Wars premiered. It was in 1977.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was France had conducted its last execution, and there's actually a lot of photos of it.
I'll bet.
Are you serious?
It was in 77. And there's a whole, it was in the town square.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Good old fashioned execution. Come on down, everybody. Bring your kids. They need to see this.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. No way.
The only thing the man complained about were that his handcuffs were too tight, so they did remove him. He was able to take a swig of rum. He smoked one final cigarette.
Man, that's some French. That is French as French gets, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Quick. Let me have a cigarette before you cut my head off.
I don't know. I'm scrolling through this article. There's a lot in this photo, so I don't want to see him.
Yeah. Listen, France... They are big fans of beheading. Did you hear about the teacher who recently got beheaded?
Yes.
Like last week who got beheaded?
Yeah, because this teacher was showing, doing a conversation with high school students about pictures of the Prophet Muhammad, which you can't show. So actually a whole group broke into the house and beheaded them.
Yeah, so it was all in context with the Charlie Hebdo attacks. If you remember Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper that got attacked for publishing images of Muhammad. So this teacher was using it. It wasn't even like, oh, look, I'm showing you a picture of Muhammad because I'm mean. It was literally in the context of, this is the cartoon that led to violence. Let's talk about violence and propaganda, and let's get into it. And literally, a student who was really upset that she showed the Prophet Muhammad went over and beheaded her. It was nuts. It was nuts. That's friends for you. Didn't you say you were there when a riot broke out and you ducked into a cafe and everyone acted like there was not a riot
outside?
There
was a legit riot. People breaking windows, as scary as can be.
Molotov cocktails,
yeah.
Guns.
Oh, yeah, the whole bit. And we ran into this place and it was just business as usual. They had us all go in the back and they continued serving us. Uh-huh. So they had like a riot room. It was like, oh,
and you Americans were just
France.
Like, and the waiter was, yeah, this is like a weekly thing.
Yeah.
It just sort of happens.
Oh, man, it was messed up.
Crazy. I cannot imagine.
Yeah. All right. Let's get away from the dark.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
I'll share with you this Loudwire list that I have. It released a list of 15 artists who hated their own hit songs.
Mm-hmm.
Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain hated Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, man. That makes me and Kurt Cobain the same in one respect.
He's like,
In one respect alone.
I guess he threatened to just throw the guitar down and quit concerts from time to time, knowing that he had to play that song. Slash admitted that he hated Sweet Child of Mine.
I also hate Sweet Child of
Mine. Do you? Oh, that's
I love
one
all
of my faves.
The problem is Guitar Hero ruined it. All of my friends played Sweet Child over and over.
Yeah.
And then every time, I'd be at a different friend's house playing the same song over and over. And without fail, every time, their mom would walk in and be like, oh, I ever conceived this song. And I was like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Do you know another fun fact about that song is that was just a warm-up for Slash, like guitar riff.
Really? He
was just warming up. That's how he used to warm up his fingers, was by playing that.
Interesting.
And he turned it into a song.
Love that. Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant grew to dislike Stairway to Heaven, said that he would break out in hives every time he would sing that song because he hated it so much.
Well, that sounds psychosomatic. I don't think he's actually allergic to that song.
Beastie Boys, Metallica, Queen all had songs that they hated as well. So, man.
If you're Queen, though, like you, at some point, they made so much music, you're going to end up hating something. Like, you got to.
Just because you have so much?
There's
so
much. There's going to be a stinker among them.
I think that if you're an artist, you just.
You get sick of hearing the same song over
you
and over.
You do, right?
You
right.
play, like, how many, Ed Sheeran played how many shows for that sold out summer or whatever he had?
Yeah.
He was playing, like.
Same stuff.
9 shows a week for the last 3 years. And imagine you hear that same song. Not only did you hear it 900 times when you recorded it, you also have to play it over and over and over.
I feel bad, not for the artist, but like the tour
crew.
Manager and
yeah.
the crew. They don't even get to perform it. They just have to stand there and watch you play it
again.
Night after night after night.
Yeah,
it
rough.
Sounds exhausting. All right, let's get to the part of the show that we did for the radio. So it has everything from a second date throwback to Monroe's son having his first taco.
Yeah, we do talk about it a lot. And I want to quickly thank you guys for continuing to review, rate, subscribe to the
awesome.
Podcast, including Candy128 on Apple Podcasts says, what an awesome pick-me-up. I love listening to the podcast. It is a great way to get through my day. I love the humor and the non-political talk.
Yay!
So,
instead we just talk about,
death.
France. Always killing everyone.
So sorry.
Thank you for doing this podcast. I love it. So, Candy, thank you for that. Make sure you get your review in because it really, really, really does help. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts very specifically, it'll help us move up in the chart.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1. Socrates,
Aristotle,
Plato,
Jackson Carter.
You may be good at random facts,
but are you Jackson good?
We don't think so.
You can't beat Jackson.
It's true. You just can't.
You just can't do it.
I wish you could. Trust me. But you can't.
You just can't do it.
Jackson 73-4 with Can't Beat Jackson. Hey, Lauren, how was your weekend?
So great. And yours?
You know what? It was nice. We went to the pumpkin patch. It was lovely. Thank you. Lauren, you want to play Can't Beat Jackson?
Oh, my gosh. My palms are sweating so bad.
So, Lauren, have you ever heard us play the game before?
Every morning.
Awesome. Well, listen, let's start it off by having you kick Jackson out of the studio.
Bye-bye, Jackson.
Oh, bye.
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 All right, there he goes. He is out of the studio. We're going to do 30 seconds on the clock. I'll ask you as many pop culture trivia questions as we can in those 30 seconds. If you don't know an answer, quickly say pass. We'll revisit it while there's time, and then we'll bring Jackson back in, okay?
You got it.
Again, you got to get one more correct than him, and then you can win the $300. Monroe's going to watch the clock. Monroe, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Which actress is set to play Cleopatra?
Pass.
Which Disney ride is being turned into a movie?
The Jungle Cruise.
Who is Emily Blunt married to?
Krasinski, from The Office.
What's Rachel's last name in Friends?
Green.
5 seconds.
Which movie studio has a roaring lion as its logo?
Lionsgate?
All right, we're going to go ahead. That was 30 seconds. 30 seconds goes really fast. We're going to bring Jackson back in. All right, Lauren got 2 out of 5 correct. Okay.
Oh, girl, trust me, that's not so bad. I've lost to less.
Okay, we're going to do 30 seconds for Jackson as well on the clock. Jackson, are you ready?
Yes.
Which actress is set to play Cleopatra?
Pass.
Which Disney ride is being turned into a movie?
Space Mountain.
Who is Emily Blunt married to?
Emily Blunt is married to... Oh gosh, what is wrong with me this morning? It's John Krasinski.
What's Rachel's last name in Friends?
Green.
Which movie studio has a roaring lion as its logo?
MGM.
5 seconds.
Which actress is set to play Cleopatra?
I don't remember.
All right, I'll give you the nice job, Jackson. The answer no one could figure out was Gal Gadot is playing Cleopatra.
That's right.
Space Mountain is the Disney ride being turned into a movie. Mm-hmm. Emily Blunt is married to John Krasinski. Rachel Green is the last name, and MGM Studio has the roaring lion with 4 out of 5.
Woo!
Yeah.
Jackson
wins!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Boomy.
Lauren, do you know what we need from you?
I'm Lauren, and I can't beat Jackson.
Thank you!
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Monroe's mad at me this morning.
Because you almost let me die!
I don't think he almost let you die.
The one time!
I think you happened to almost die.
John present... Like, pretends like he's all chivalrous and stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
The one time I actually need him to be there for me, he's just going to watch me get murdered.
What happened?
Monroe is late this morning.
Right.
So we're about to start the show. I'm looking through our window from the studio down at the parking lot, trying to rush her along because she just parked.
Giving her the wrap it up and, finger.
And she's just standing there staring at me. Standing.
I was staring at you saying, help. Help me.
There was a scary person downstairs running towards her.
A baseball bat.
You had a scary guy with a baseball bat in the parking lot the last few mornings.
And he's sitting there tapping his wrist. Like, come on.
I'm sorry.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's time for your 7:30 second date update brought to you by Castle of Chaos. Tickets on sale now for the 20 years, 20 fears at Castle of Chaos. Enjoy a free mask with every ticket purchase. Just go to castleofchaos.com. On Mondays, we're doing a throwback to some of our favorite second date updates from back in the day. Who could ever forget the thong song?
Oh.
Morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
So I'm curious. I just mentioned like Instagram and dating apps. Like, how did you and it says in the email Dan meet?
Yeah, so Dan and I actually work for the same company, so we've all got the same group of friends. So we actually met in person.
Oh wow, old school. You don't hear about this style anymore.
No.
Obviously, you guys have been friends.
Yeah, we've been friends for a little bit now. He asked me out a while ago. We went on one date. And then right after that, we were both invited to our coworker's wedding.
So you went on the date and then the wedding, was that a second date then? Or like, how did that work?
No, cause I was a bridesmaid. So we were not dates for the wedding. We had just been on one date, like kind of, you know, still casual, still, you know, not really calling anything. But we went to the date. Sorry?
Was it weird at the wedding? Like,
it has to be, right?
Like, yeah, you just went on this first date, and then all of a sudden you're at this wedding, and you guys are kind of seeing each other there.
I mean, I didn't think it was weird. Like, our whole friend group from work was there, so I didn't think it was weird at all.
That's fair.
Okay.
That'd be like us going to a wedding and someone brought a date.
Well, yeah, but it's just weird because they went out on a date. Did your friends know about it, or was it kind of like a secret? Like, was it like this the side thing that the two of did?
We hadn't like told anybody that we had gone on a date.
Okay, no, we gotta keep that a secret.
Okay, so went on a date, then went to a wedding separate but kind of together.
Uh-huh.
Was there any was there some smooching going on at the wedding? Some hand holding when no one was looking?
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely danced together.
Okay.
But I think we were kind of like independent.
Okay.
I mean, like, I had a great time. So, we did the wedding, and then after that, I gave him a call and he didn't respond, and I gave him a text and he didn't respond either. So I was wondering, like, what's going on? And work's been, like, we work in different departments, so we don't, like, see each other all the time.
Did you catch the bouquet at the wedding, and now he's freaked out that he's going to have to end up marrying you, and so he's hiding? Could that be what happened?
No, I didn't catch the bouquet. I know better.
All right. Well, why don't we then just try to track down Dan and call him up, and since you guys haven't been able to run into each other, we'll ask him, you know, why he's not responding to you. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll do it next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
We're doing the 7:30 second date update. Monday is, of course, our throwback into one of our favorites with the thong song. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. You're on the air right now on Mix 105.1. My name is John. Jackson's over there.
Hello.
How are you, man?
Pretty good. This is a little weird, but I'm good.
Well, you know, we're just calling everyone in Utah and making sure they downloaded our brand new app, and we figured this was the smartest
Don't
way
listen
to do it.
Him. So that's just not what this is about.
Just search for Mix 105.1 Utah.
Stop plugging that app.
Now, Dan, hey, man, we help out listeners who've gone out on dates and they thought things have gone well, and then for some reason they're not hearing back from the other person, and that actually kind of has happened to you. You recently went out on a date with Chelsea, and I don't know what happened, man, but you're not calling Chelsea back. And it sounds like not only did you have a good date, but then you even saw her the next night or a few nights later at a wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she said you hung out at the wedding and you had like a really good time together, and like you were kind of flirty and danced together and all this stuff.
She said that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, so, I mean, we had a great first date. I thought it went really well, and we had a great time, and I definitely wanted to see her again. And then we had the wedding that had already been planned, you know, months in advance that we had a mutual friend of. And, you know, we definitely decided we wanted to keep it cool as far as the wedding was, because we didn't want to show, you know, we were going to hang out, but we weren't going to, like, make, you know, we weren't a date or an item.
Sure.
And then when the wedding happened, let's just say she took advantage of the open bar.
Hey, that's not her fault. There's an open bar, man. You can't not take advantage.
Hey, I no, totally. Hey, I was having plenty of drinks too, but just not as many as she was apparently, because I mean, we barely hung out at all. I mean, I asked her to dance a couple times and we would go out on the dance floor, and then, you know, a third of the way through the song, she would dance away from me and start dancing up on some other guy.
Ooh.
And, she was basically making her way around the entire wedding guest list of all the dudes.
Yeah,
and dancing. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, nice, friendly dancing. She was, like, dropping it all the way down low.
Yeah.
She was grinding up on guys, like, grinding
right up on
them. Is it
worth
it?
Can I work it? Flip my thing down, flip it, and reverse it? Ah, yes, girl.
Yeah. She definitely reversed it a few times.
You bet she did. She sounds like, this is me at weddings.
This is who you are?
Yeah.
You are the Chelsea of the wedding?
Absolutely.
So you're telling me, Dan, you're looking at this girl, you went on a date, you thought things were going well, and you're like, wow, did not expect this kind of energy.
She's having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for having a good time, and it's not like we're boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not in control of her. I'm not like that. But there was one point in the wedding where she basically showed her thong to the entire dance floor.
What?
And she was, was like grabbing on guys that I didn't know, that, you know, I didn't know as well. And it just kind of sent a clear message to me that, you know, I mean, good for her. She should have all the fun she wants, but I don't necessarily.
She's telling you that you're expendable.
that was what you read between the lines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Dan, you know what? I kind of got a different signal from Chelsea, and I can tell you that because she's been listening in and she wanted us to call you. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Chelsea, what's up?
So, Chelsea, is that true? Were you dancing there with your apple bottom jeans and your
boots with, the fur?
With the fur?
No fur, no jeans. I can't dance. I can't have a good time.
I mean, clearly you can't.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, clearly I can't. No. I'm a little disappointed to hear you're being really judgmental.
Look,
actually.
I thought you were really cool.
Any
way that you want. But that doesn't mean that we're going to keep dating.
Is it possible to be on both of their sides?
Are you really?
Because I agree with both of them. I get that she's there. She wants to have a good time. I've been there many times in my day.
Uh-huh.
But I also see what he's saying. Like, yeah, they're not exclusive. They're not, like, an item. But still, like, they obviously like each other enough that they're hanging out. I don't feel like that's the type of behavior you put out in front of people that you like.
It's not like you ever said I couldn't. It's not like we ever agreed to be exclusive.
Well, I mean, Chelsea, are you interested? You've heard Dan's kind of issues with your dancing at the wedding. I mean, are you even interested in another date, knowing that part of it?
I mean, like, I was, but not now.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Last week at the RSL game, my family was hanging out with Monroe's family. And Monroe, you broke some big news to us.
My son, at 7 years old, had his first taco.
At 7 years old? Like, how did he go so many years?
He's such a picky eater, and it was just, I guess it was just too much for him to try.
It got me thinking, like, what common food did you get introduced to late in life?
My roommate tried turkey for the first time when she was, like, 25.
What?
She tried it a couple times when she was a kid at Thanksgiving, like everyone does, and she thought she hated it because it was so dry and disgusting. And then she tried it when we were, like, doing a little Friendsgiving. She goes, this is delicious. Wait, turkey can be moist? It's so good. It's seasoned properly. I was like, yeah. So literally she waited until she was 25 to enjoy turkey because her family can't cook.
What common food did you get introduced to late in life? We want to hear from you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
We're talking about what common food item you didn't try till later on in life. Good morning, John, Monroe, and Jackson. Monroe's son just had a taco for the first time at the age of 7.
It blew his mind, which made me so happy.
This text says, I never had sushi until I was 25. It grossed me out so bad. It wasn't until an ex-boyfriend took me to sushi and made me try a piece. Now I'm a sushi addict. I love it. You got to try new things.
Stop turning your nose up at good stuff.
Sushi is also kind of an older person thing. Like, it's hard to get kids to eat that.
This text, mashed potatoes. I couldn't get over the thought of boiling a potato until I was 13 and realized the inside was a French fry.
That's all a French fry is. It's just portable mashed potatoes.
Listen, I get it. I just tried funeral potatoes for the first time, like, last year.
Bonkers.
How long have you been in Utah?
13 years.
John!
I know.
Away with it.
I know.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So we've been doing the Halloween movie bracket, and last week Halloween Town, like, almost took it. Almost won the whole thing.
Yeah, she was going pretty hard there for a while, but she ended up losing by a very small margin to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Decided this weekend to watch it with the family.
How was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, what do you mean by that?
It wasn't great.
Really?
Yeah. By Halloween Town 2, though, because we watched it. I was really getting into the characters.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, what do we have this week for our movie brackets?
Well, today we are wrapping up the thriller category, and A Quiet Place is going up against The Shining.
Ooh.
Oh, that's going to get obliterated.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. Silence of the Lambs really gave The Shining a run
for
its money for a while. And then we're kicking off the paranormal leg of our journey.
Okay.
So we've got The Ring up against Aliens, Signs up against Poltergeist, The Conjuring against Child's Play, and Exorcist against It.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
According to a new survey, 3/4 of Utahns say they're expecting the toughest winter ever. In fact, the second wave of buying, hoarding is currently happening or about to start.
Oh, no.
Last time Monroe bought like a satchel of flour.
Yeah, how you doing?
I totally missed the boat last time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got there at the tail end when everything was already gone. So all I could find was a bag of whole wheat flour, not even regular flour.
Yeah.
I did get a frozen lasagna, but it wasn't Stouffer's. I had to go with Michelina's because that's all that was left.
Tough times.
And I did get my 3 cases of Diet Pepsi.
So here are the 5 things that everyone's hoarding right now. Things for the medicine cabinet, bunch of NyQuil, canned goods, vitamins, toilet paper once again, and then face masks this time around, which was not being hoarded last time. So,
interesting.
Yeah, go out today. Let's start the frenzy. Tell me you heard it on Mix 105.1.
No, don't
tell
me
you
heard
that.
It on Mix.
What's wrong with you?
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Monroe, have you ever looked at your phone and realized your kids had it and took photos of you when you weren't expecting?
No, because I don't allow my children to use my phone.
You don't
ever
share your phone.
No.
Well, this is because of this story, I might be the same way, because this mom, who's 30 years old, she's a realtor, turns out her 2-year-old was doing a little photo shoot while she was undressing.
Oh no!
And then decided to send them to all of her coworkers.
A 2-year-old?
Yeah, this 2-year-old just started pushing buttons. She didn't even know about it until a coworker wrote back, "Thanks for all the nudes this morning."
Ah, yes!
You know it was that nasty coworker, too. Yeah. You're like, oh, why'd you send it to Bob?
Bob's the worst.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Jackson, please explain to me how you end up with 4 kittens within 1 weekend.
Oh, well, I can do whatever I want. Well, that's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm part of a rescue group through Nuzzles & Co., just because I've volunteered with them through the radio a million times. And on Friday night, late Friday night, they said, oh, these 4 kittens, they're very young. They're still going to need some help bottle feeding. And animal control says they're either going to leave them there overnight or we can come pick them up, but we can't keep them either. So I was like, oh, well, I can house them for a night. So I've been hanging on to them until they can find a permanent foster, and it has been the most fun ever.
You should have watched Insta Story over the weekend. It was just Jackson playing with kittens.
All weekend.
Constantly.
It was so much fun.
Did you post the photos up on Instagram?
Yeah, so okay. Our 4 photos from the weekend are up right now at Mix1051 Utah on Instagram. Did you guys know that Taylor Swift, obviously she sells this very limited edition merch with all of her albums?
Yeah.
She runs it for like 2 weeks and then she never makes it again. That's what makes Taylor Swift merch so exclusive and awesome. She's selling some signed CDs, and this time it's coming with something a little bit extra for those who pre-ordered the autographed ones.
What?
If you don't know, Folklore actually has 8 different album covers. So there's 8 different albums for people to collect, and she's been signing these, and she tweeted, quote, "Along with these signed CDs, some lucky purchasers of these items may even receive complimentary cat hair stuck inside of the pages." And then she took a picture of her and her cat. The cat is all sprawled out next to the CDs. She says, "Or the aromatic scent of wine that I occasionally spill while I'm signing," which I think is top-notch
That's
work.
That's so funny. Hey, we're going to do a longer showbiz beat. How do you get it, Jackson?
Just text the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, all one word, to 844-649-1051.
John Monroe and Jackson, I forgot your name. I don't know what to tell you.
I've been here for 2 years, John. 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Have you heard the term mask fishing yet?
Mask? Oh, no. But I know what it's about.
I will tell you that we experienced this with a 7:30 second date update at one point in time. Mask fishing is a phenomenon of wearing a mask to appear more attractive than you actually are.
Man. It's half your face, man. You cover up half your face.
It's like 3/4.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what? This is nice for the ladies to take a turn at this because I've been beard fishing people for years.
Monroe.
What?
All right. I've been talking about how Monroe has a very special chicken meal that she's been telling me to make for the kids.
Of course.
What? Yoshinoidas?
Yoshida's.
Yoshida's.
Man.
What is that?
Yoshinoda's was like a restaurant in California growing up.
Oh.
Yeah. And we've talked about it a few times. They use Yoshida's. Well, this text says, "Hey, I made Monroe's special chicken last night, threw it in the crock pot, then shredded it, served it over rice. My kids loved it."
Thank you.
Thanks for the recommendation.
Listen, everybody thinks that this is like my recipe.
Yeah.
This is why Yoshida's was made.
Take it. Take it and run with it.
Okay, I will. It's Monroe's special chicken.
Hey, what do you got? Give us some good news for this Monday here.
This is the cutest story. So, you know what a haka is?
Yeah.
It's like a war cry, a war dance, or whatever. And when someone performs a haka for you, it's like a gesture of love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this little 3-year-old just performed one for his great grandmother's 81st birthday. Take a listen.
He's so intense.
He's so cute.
He even stuck the landing.
That's solid.
Awesome. Jackson, I got a text asking us if we have seen the scary house off of 200 North, 500 East in Kaysville. It says they usually do a haunted house. And it's huge.
That's cool.
I don't know if we've received that address yet for the Parade of Haunted Homes.
I don't believe so, but I've been entering a lot of addresses, so it's possible.
So if you have a haunted house, if you have a neighbor who has a great haunted house, you need to get the word out.
Yeah, you definitely should talk to them about entering our Parade of Haunted Homes. I'm going around putting yard signs in all the best displays in Utah, and I'm adding them to a map where you can go look at the coolest Halloween houses. Just text the word Haunt, H-A-U-N-T, to 844-649-1051.
How about a little fact for the day? An amazing fact. Well, no one knows for sure when the fire hydrant was invented.
Oh.
Because the patent was lost in a fire at the U.S. Patent Office back in 1836. No one knows now. 1836.
Wow, so it was patented before 1836?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, how
can
could you possibly
imagine the
track
poor
that
guy?
Down?
The poor guy that died, like, just telling everybody, I invented the fire hydrant. Oh, yeah. Okay,
prove
Bill.
It. Yeah.
I'm sure you did, Bill.
Oh,
crazy Bill.
Isn't that funny? All right, Jackson, final thoughts as we head on out today.
Yeah, you've got to head over to Instagram, and you got to look at my cats. I took in 4 foster kittens for the weekend, and they're the cutest thing in the world. You can check them out on our Instagram page, at Mixon051 Utah.
Why won't you bring them to work?
Because they're young. They'll get sick.
No, don't bring them into work.
They need me.
No, they don't.
They don't.
And you're allergic.
I don't care.
They'll kill
you.
Worth
it.
All right.
Monroe, final thoughts.
Well, Secret Sound, we got a winner.
Yeah, we did.
On Friday. So congrats. $500 we gave away.
It was us tying Danny's shoes, producer Danny's shoes. So you can see the video. It's up on our Instagram page, which is at Mix1051 Utah, which means at 7 o'clock we're doing Campy Jackson these days, $310 up tomorrow. That does it for us. Have a great and safe Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.